begin to see a different world.
What's happening in your backyard, America? We're going to talk about it right here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Trying to answer the tough questions that just keep nagging all of us. We're into spring. We just flipped the page on that calendar, meaning that probably the grass is growing in your yard, right? Fingers crossed. But our tempers are flaring. I think the American people are so tired of what is happening in their neighborhoods and beyond, what the rippling effects have been by the decisions made in Washington. In November, that was evident clearly politically in what happened in those midterm elections. But here we are, count them, third place, we are waging war, Iraq, Afghanistan, and now in Libya. Although nobody's claiming it's really a war, it's, I don't know, an action. Not to remove Muammar Gaddafi. We're not looking for a regime change. It's a humanitarian deal. We're involved with the UN. What's interesting is the U.S. is saying, we're not in the lead. We've spent millions already, but we're not in the lead. France wants some kind of a political steering type committee to oversee the no-fly zone. The Arab League of Nations, they're not sure what they want. One day they say this is a good thing. Oh, thank goodness. The next day they are slapping the Americans behind their back and questioning why this no-fly zone thing didn't mean firing all these missiles. So, and why is that? Because of all the dictatorships that everybody else is trying to protect. Oof, they can do that to him. What will they do to us? And then that becomes the question. Gaddafi has been bombed, but is still in power and still has a lot of weapons and some cash he's sitting on, or a pot of gold, as it's been described. Gaddafi vows that he will be in power, will stay there, is going nowhere. Now, with all the firepower that's raining down upon his militia, you would think eventually they should all be annihilated. Hasn't happened yet. This has been 4+ days. So there is a lot of confusion, to say the least. And still, the big question mark is, okay, what are we doing there? How long are we going to stay there? You're saying it's a humanitarian mission. Okay. And we're part of what's happening with England and France and what they're trying to do. But the White House continues to say, well, it's not about a regime change. That's not part of this mission. They're saying the goal is to install a democratic system. Well, what does that mean? Our democratic system? A democratic system where people can vote, free elections? Yeah, right. And who are they voting for if you're not taking out the regime? And these rebels, who's emerging from these rebels that's going to be so great here in Libya? But that's still the same question you could ask about Tunisia and Egypt. Only we weren't sending over Tomahawk missiles in that case. We didn't do that in Egypt, and certainly we didn't do that in Tunisia. In the meantime, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is really, really struggling to answer some tough questions. What happens if Gaddafi is successful and stays in power? The United Nations resolution truly didn't spell out getting rid of anybody. It was rewritten by the U.S. because the U.S. didn't like how vague it was. So in the redraft, there was this one clause that said all necessary measures was the response, right? Well, it's too late to question that because it's done. But how long does the U.S. stay there? The president tried to answer some of those questions. Here's what he had to say about Libya.
Upset that this was going to be a matter of days and not weeks, and there's nothing based on how we've been able to execute over the last several days, that changes that assessment. Because of the extraordinary capabilities and valor of our men and women in uniform, we have already saved lives. I would expect that over the next several days, we will have clarity and a meeting of the minds of all those who are participating in the process.
Clarity and the meeting of the minds. The French don't think so. They're a little bit more in panic mode. And the question becomes is, we don't have a treasure chest to give to Libya, and we don't have the horses. We have a voluntary military. We've said it over and over again. So boots on the ground? I don't think so. No regime change? And then ultimately, the cost of this whole thing that I just mentioned, $1 million Tomahawk missile. Well, I'm kind of adding things up here, and I think so is everybody else. You don't have to be a genius to realize this, because we keep seeing these numbers when we talk about spending cuts. After all, we keep punting, we meaning the government keeps punting on the budget. Six times now, we're back to a deadline of April 8th. The Republicans kept talking about spending reductions. The spending reductions are pretty much null and void, the more money that's being burned through in Libya. Because defense analysts are already saying that the Pentagon has ripped through $100 million a day in that country. So the savings, forget about it. It's kind of like the Christmas Club. Oh, it's gone. It's not there. There's no presents to be had. They're going. They're gone. Now, the House Appropriations Committee already asked the Pentagon what the expectations and needs might be. And they still don't have any word. Just, you know, that the Pentagon is working on cost estimates, that cash is flowing in the Libyan operations, and it's coming out of what they're calling funding available under the 2011 continuing resolution. Oh, my. Oh, my. That's tricky stuff. Coming up here on America Tonight, of course, we're going to talk more about that. You can throw in your 2 cents because it does affect all of us because, ladies and gentlemen, you pay taxes. Your taxes are going toward this conflict. Do you feel good about that? Does it make you feel happy that we're trying to push and for humanitarian reasons to help the people there? And ultimately, what do they end up with? Is it a good thing to be involved with? 800-259-5791. Of course, we're going to be tackling that question for a while. Also, we're going to talk about the 5th Stryker Brigade. Not very many people are mentioning this. And what the 5th Stryker Brigade is, a group of those men in January attacked some Afghan civilians. And then here we go with Abu Ghraib again, all over again. That happened in, 2004? The posing of the pictures with, in that case, it was prisoners. In this case, you're talking about dead bodies. So now those photos have been published in a German magazine, and Hillary Clinton is trying to keep a lid on the Libyan situation, is all over with the counterparts trying to apologize in Afghanistan for those photographs. The army says it's sorry, but they're not saying much more than that, and ultimately very few people are actually talking about it. We're going to talk about it. Also, Steiny Hoyer, Made in America, can we really do it? Hang with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, We Can Count will include calls for impeachment of the president aren't just limited now to the right wing and the Tea Party. Wow, there's a lot of liberal Democrats who don't like what's happening with the prez, and they're talking about impeachment. Starting to hear that word a lot more. Remember, Newt Gingrich was the guy who said, of course, he wants to be back in politics. He's just talking about it. But he's the guy who said that the president could be removed for not defending the Defense of Marriage Act. And that disappointed a lot of people that voted for Obama or didn't vote for Obama. It was kind of a chasm there because it went into the whole thing of gay marriage. And we know how hot that is, hotly that's debated in any, pick all the states from Florida to Vermont to wherever. So anyway, now, because of this Libyan situation, it's bubbled up once again. So that's part of We Can Count. But before we go there, we have a commentary from our pal Roger Madden in just a second. But let's go to Tomas in Michigan first and get his two cents. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, I'm the secret GCN reporter here in Grand Rapids.
Is that right?
I actually went to the meeting of Governor Snyder and the Grand Rapids mayor and the council here because just to give you an idea of, you know, how things are going to be changing in this country. Governor Snyder is one of those governors that is cutting deep. Just to give you an idea of how deep Detroit is going to go from $190 million to $120 million. Grand Rapids will be going from $65 million to $37 million in the revenue sharing.
Yeah.
And then if when you get that $37 million, you have to meet criteria to get that. So if you don't meet the criteria, you don't even get that, okay? And I was talking to the mayor here, and he said, it's going to cost us $30 million to meet the criteria to get the $37
million. Yeah, it makes no sense.
So Mark, you know, is not too far off the target when he's telling you that things are going to be hitting the fan here.
Oh, well, we know that, and you know that. We've talked about that a ton, of course, with foreclosures, the subprime lending, more mortgages to crash, people not going to the big cities. You mentioned Detroit. Detroit's a nightmare. They're trying to get cops and firemen to get in the houses there, give them whatever deal they can to rebuild that area because it's so awful in Detroit. And yeah. Detroit's not the only place. Absolutely. We've seen this coming. This is not a shock to you. It's not a shock to me. It's not a shock to anyone listening. That's not new news. That's old news. We've seen this coming down the pike, really, for the past year and a half. Maybe longer, really. 2008, with the banks too big to fail, that was the big turning point. And we supposedly, Tomas, bounced back. But we never really bounced back from that. There were some poor decisions that were made that keep impacting our economy.
Yeah, I was just so amazed that they're giving this governor so much power. Because and not only that now, but if you do not jump through the hoops to get that money, you know, then they can consider your city or your community in noncompliance and appoint someone from the governor to run the community. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to have a problem getting a balanced budget because he's got all the cards. And just one more thing, Kate. You had a caller a while back who said, we know what we're against, but what are we for? And I think that is a very, very telling statement. You can't go into a country and tell them, all right, let's do it our way if you don't believe your way, or, you know, if you don't have anything to offer them.
I agree with you. That was Shelley in New York who said that. And you're right. As I said, what are we for? What are we for? Because we don't know who the next guy is. We're saying, you know this, Tomas, we're saying, or what the president is saying, it's not about regime change. Well, then what is it about? And who is the person who's going to step in?
You know, when we went to Japan, McCarthy went over there. We gave them a blueprint because they wanted to write a constitution. McCarthy said, no, you just changed the commas on me, buddy. And they wrote a constitution for the Japanese.
Right.
And we did the same thing. We made sure that in Germany, you know, that they had a democratic republic type, free government. But we didn't do that in Iraq. We let them make their own constitution. Mm. And you know what they wrote in there? No law shall contradict Islam. And that's a game changer for me. So you have a good night, Kate.
All right, Tomas, some good points. Some good points. You made some good points. Thanks for telling us about the situation in Grand Rapids and really the what's being played out across the country. We know that. We're seeing with education being slashed because, of course, you can't fund it. It's the battle of the unions versus whatever, whoever's in place, really the governors of whatever state it is. We're seeing the same thing in Texas with Rick Perry. And it doesn't stop there. In Florida, they're having problems. You know, pick a state, and the budget crunch is on everywhere. All right, so let's get back to Libya for a second. And the question, what are we doing there? What's happening now? Four-day air assault. What is the objectives? What are we trying to establish? The no-fly zone, of course, and averting the massacre of the civilians by Gaddafi's troops. How about the constitutionality of it? Still a lot of people questioning that. Roger Madden had some thoughts.
19th, President Obama, without provocation, authorized the use of military force in Libya, resulting in the United States of America and Libya being at war. Yesterday, Congressman from Ohio, Dennis Kucinich, charged that the president acted in violation of the United States Constitution and should be impeached. The debate begins. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. So, here we go again. Pundits, theorists, generals, and just ordinary Americans like me start reaching for that revered document called the Constitution of the United States of America. Since it came into into existence in 1789, 222 years ago to be exact, and the fact that we got into enough wars during this period of time to provide us some understanding as to how this Constitution addresses the reality of war, that we wouldn't have some congressman from Ohio, a member of the president's own party no less, raging that the president, by starting an unprovoked war with Libya, violated the Constitution and should be thrown out of office summarily? And then, of course, you have pundits on the right, like Sean Hannity, who would take any opportunity to rage against the president, even if it were buying flowers for his wife and therefore loses all credibility, when he opines that the president had an obligation to go to Congress for approval before he committed American troops to engage the Libyan armed forces. And then finally you have the American people, for who going to war with Libya is like watching their prize Mercedes going over a cliff with their arch enemy behind the wheel. What it all boils down to is this: trust. Americans know, better than pundits or theorists, or even congressmen for that matter, that when we elect a president, we want him to have the authority to send our troops into harm's way if he deems that it's the right thing to do. And as for the U.S. Constitution, we'll sort it out later. This country has been blessed with forefathers who drafted this beloved document, our Constitution, with the knowledge that this nation lives in a very dangerous neighborhood. They figured that if the American people voted for this person, if it's a guy who puts his pants on every day or a woman her makeup, that he or she should have the general idea what this means. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I do.
All right, thanks, Roger. Coming up around the bend, Steiny Hoyer talks about Made in America. Boy, this is something we've pushed forever and a day. What is the problem? Why can't we produce more goods? Easily we can say, living in a capitalistic society, yes, if you run a corporation, you have every right to take it overseas. I hate it. I don't like it. I still think you can produce the goods here and make a profit on it. We have to turn this ship around somehow. With everybody calling the show and the fears over, well, look what's happening. Look what's happening with the state. The state doesn't have the money. They're cutting the budgets to bare bones. Look what's happening with unemployment still in many areas so ridiculously sky high. People working 2 and 3 part-time jobs just trying to string enough money together to support their family. Made in America is the answer. We're talking about that next, among other things, with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America tonight. How about making it here? I'm saying making it in our own backyards. There are a lot of companies that are trying to make it in America, small businesses. In fact, the statistic is that 90% of businesses are small business. 500 or less is the definition. We know that's why so many people were up in arms over some of the things that the health care, the Affordable Care Act, would ultimately do to small businesses and make it impossible to continue down the path of offering the benefits that they're offering. And, of course, the argument is, well, but then this way, you know, people could have a choice and there are other means that they could use. And, yeah, there's ways to back that up, but we're not getting into a discussion about health care. You know where we all stand on that. Let's talk about for a second here, before we jump into a few other things, the fact that you have the House Minority Whip, Steny Hoyer, who is pushing for this Made in America campaign to try to jump the stalling economy. And he was speaking at the National Association of Development, when he talked about people being disillusioned with trying to make it in America. Do you think that's right? Right now, all of you who are listening to me, do you feel disappointed, depressed, like there isn't the opportunity to make it in America? See, I still think you can make it in America. Yes, we have massive obstacles, and I cannot believe what we're seeing coming out of Washington still. I don't get it. We have some of the smartest people you can imagine inside our borders, and probably they're so smart they don't want to run for an office because they know they couldn't put up with all the nonsense that you have to put up with to become a political person. But how we end up in these situations where, I've said this before, it's like the garment industry. Stuff is being produced in third world countries for a song, so the companies make more of a profit. But yet we had good craftsmanship and made some incredible clothes back in the day. The immigrants who legally came to the United States, that's how they were able to make it, because of the skills they had and were able to use in New York, for example. That's where it was so big. Now you go to New York, and some of the things are still made, but ooh, nothing like it used to be. I mean, almost non-existent, the garment industry, because most of it is mass-produced somewhere else. So anyway, here's what the House Minority Whip had to say. Take a listen to what he's telling these people.
Our economy has been down. In part, when your economy gets down, the psychology of making it goes down, and as the psychology decreases, economic activity decreases. So it is an economic policy, as well as a success policy, to make sure people believe that we can grow our economy back, that we can grow our country, that we can make it in America. We need to keep jobs here. Now, I want to tell you, not one who believes that we ought to do that by closing our borders. I don't. I believe that trade is going to happen, and I believe, frankly, in a free country, corporations are going to go where they can make profits. I understand that. So what I want to do with a Make It in America agenda is to make sure they can make profits here, create jobs here, make profits here, so they can justify to their stockholders that they're making it in America. I believe that American workers, I just spoke to the Boilermakers earlier this morning, and I believe that American workers can compete with any workers anywhere in the world.
Do you believe that? Can we really compete with any workers anywhere else anymore? I know I've said this before. It's really easy to do. Do me a favor. And then send me your thoughts on this. AmericaTonight.net goes through the website. When you are shopping, just pick a place. I don't care where it is. Pier 1, Best Buy, whatever. Start to flip things over and see where it's made. I guess I'm not telling you anything new. How much of what you're flipping over is made in China or someplace else? In fact, some of the kitsch, they call it, you know, the trinkets, the souvenirs, that kind of stuff. When you go someplace, you go to Yosemite, you go to the Statue of Liberty, you go and visit historical places in the country, and you're in the gift shop, flip things over and start to look and see where it's made. I did this one time, Jersey Turnpike, going up and down the turnpike. Just a couple of places, roadside stops, where they had all the I Love New York things and whatever. Not one thing that I could find that was made in America. That's so sad, isn't it? So he has a point. How do you do that? There has to be incentives. It is about incentivizing those corporations. That's not even a word. You have to come up with some incentives to keep the jobs inside the United States. It is killing our economy. Look at Detroit's population. Do you know that the census says that the Detroit population fell 25%? Oh, is that the worst? Michigan overall, the state, has fallen on such hard times. I know many of you are listening to me in Michigan. The decline in that economy in the past decade, I mean, they're hammered, of course, by the auto industry, the slump. But it's like a ghost town in parts of Detroit, trying to rebuild, trying to do whatever they can to get people to come back, trying to get cops to go back, give them the best, cheapest housing that they can give them so that that'll encourage more people to go back to the Motor City. Let me give you an example. Let me show you what it was. So in 2000, the population in the Motor City, this is the exact number that they've got census-wise, but you had 9 million and change. 9 and change. Now you're down to 7 and change. It's not worth giving you the other numbers. It's such a significant decline. Wow. And as far as all the states are concerned, it's the only state where the population has declined since the year 2000. So how do you drive people back there? How do you drive people back? I didn't mean 9 million, by the way. 951,000. There's a big difference there. 951,000, because it's just Detroit, not all of the state. 951,000 is what it was in 2000, 713,000. It's almost 2 million in 1950. It's fifth nationally. The auto industry was the bloodline, baby. But they screwed up the auto industry. That's what happened. A couple of other quick did you knows. Things that'll make you scratch your head, I think. The barrel of oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, where is it at? 105. So it's up and down. It's kind of up and down now at this point. The more that this chaos keeps ensuing in the Middle East, the more you're going to see that number go sky high. Maybe it dips back a little bit, but it goes shooting back up. Start to pay attention. You probably are if you're feeling the pain at the pump. Start to pay attention to the numbers, and we tell you them on the show. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S., across the U.S., start to pay attention to that number. Because you know what? You know, they used to use that word kitty. You have to start a kitty to get something. You wanted to go somewhere. You want to go away for a long weekend. You want to go to Vegas. You wanted to spend money on some new piece of electronics. You're going to have a kitty just to put gas in the car. You're just going to have to put that somewhere in sight so you can see it. It's staggering. Also, while you were sleeping, you might not have realized this either. And this isn't a surprise because of the radiation fears and what's going on in Japan. But the FDA, three letters that I have no use for the holes in the Food and Drug Administration. But they did say that they're going to halt the imports of dairy products and the areas where it's produced in Japan, because a lot of it comes from that area where the nuclear reactor is leaking radiation. Could there be a worse story than what has gone on for these folks in Japan who have weathered an earthquake, a tsunami, and now the nuclear power plant, and whether or not they're going to be riddled with some radiation? So the FDA, taking no chances, because they're always on the ball, said the foods will be detained and won't be sold to the public. Before, they were saying they would screen the food. Now they're saying forget about it. So seafood is still going to be sold, but has to be screened. Other things just stop because of the Fukushima nuclear complex and what's gone on there. And what's happened, course, the sea near the plant because of the radioactive iodine and whatnot that's in the water. And Japanese foods, just so you know, and you're not in a panic, like on the West Coast where they've bought up all the iodine pills, makes up less than 4% of all U.S. imports. Just 4%. We can count coming up next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello. How about this story? You gotta love this. After being denied a kiss the other day by a neighbor, a 92-year-old woman went to her house, got a semi-automatic handgun, and fired a bunch of bullets into the man's house. Okay, the pistol-wielding mama, Helen Staudinger, was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and firing into an occupied dwelling. Oh, my, oh, my. What happened is the next-door neighbor was poor Dwight Bettner, and he was just a 53-year-old guy who didn't want to give her a kiss. And she didn't, you know, she was having none of it. So she decided to take matters into her own hands, and the rest is history. So she's in jail. She's locked up, having to come up with $15,000 bail. I hope someone helps her out. There is a misunderstanding here, I believe. I mean, this is more than a cougar, though. this is worse. So you have to believe, because this guy's Now, this guy, it's worse for him, I think, because his name is plastered all over the place. So, unfortunately, whatever the desired result is, he's not going to get that desired result because more people are going to know who he is. Didn't I read about you? Didn't I hear that some old woman went after you with her gun? Oh, the ribbing that you would take at work. I think it would be very tough to have to put up with that. I do. I really, really do. Okay, let's move to another one. This one in New Jersey. A New Jersey judge on Tuesday said the state school budget cuts didn't meet constitutional standards for education. And that is a blow to a popular Republican governor, Chris Christie, who slashed education spending by $800 million. And what happened was the Superior Court judge, Peter Donne, said the schools would have needed even more money than was cut. They would need $1.6 billion just to meet the mandates for education. That's part of their constitution, the state's constitution. And they're saying the state's failed to carry out its burden, that 36% of the state's school districts were inadequately funded, 72% of at-risk students attended schools in those districts. Oh, that's sad, huh? I like Chris Christie, though. Trust me, he's going to end up one day running for president. And we'll see when. I don't think it's going to be this next time around. His name comes up, but I don't think it's the right time for him. Oh, what's in a fake? A sculpture of a Mayan warrior that sold for $4 million at a Paris auction. I can remember talking about it. Is a fake. It's a masked stone figure, and it was sold by somebody who had it in their private collection. And it was billed as an impressive piece of pre-Columbian art. It was supposed to be, or believed to be, a unique work dating back to from around 550 to maybe 950 A.D. So it went for $4.1 million just a couple of days ago. But the experts, the Mexican experts at the institute who studied the catalog said that the warrior holding a shield and a weapon and wearing a turban-like hat was made recently and was carved to give an ancient appearance. And there were 66 other pieces in the auction that were also fake. Oh, how brutal would that be? Oh, you get home. Man, look what I have. Pre-Columbian. Check it out. And then you find out, oh, no, it's all fake. How did they not know that? When you spend that kind of money, don't you have somebody go in and check it out to make sure it is what it is? I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. Isn't that a lot of money? All right, speaking of a lot of money, the NFL is burning through a lot of money in a way. Burning through a lot of other people's money. It's the little guy, once again, that gets jammed up in this situation because there are a lot of people who make their living off of the great sport of football, specifically professional football. The people who have those jobs in the stadiums, in one sense, the people who are running restaurants and whatnot in the areas of many of these stadiums, they're going to be plumb out of luck when the big part of their year is made from, let's say, even preseason games, August through December, January. So here's the latest. Owners haven't talked about using replacement players if the NFL's first work stoppage since 87, there's your number, stretches on. That's what the commissioner is saying anyway, Roger Goodell. In fact, in his own words.
Our goal and our objective here is to get a collective bargaining agreement that's fair to all parties. We want to do that as fast as possible. But we also recognize we had to be prepared for other alternatives. And clearly union chose to litigate, and we knew that was a possibility, and we're prepared for that. Every day that goes by, you know, it makes harder and harder to keep the elements in that proposal. So that's another reason for urgency and to get back to negotiations. We have not had any discussions or consideration of replacement players. That hasn't been discussed. It hasn't been considered, and it's not in our plans.
Replacement players. Would you go and see the replacement players? Okay, so let me tell you something about the players themselves now. Since the lockout started, no contract between the 32 clubs and players has been allowed, of course. Players don't get paid and can't negotiate new contracts, naturally. They can't use the team facilities. A lot of players have, most of them have state-of-the-art places. They might live in the area, and they do that. They, especially the younger players, the new guys, the newbies will always do that. So we have on the table, I guess, at one point, a 2011 salary cap offer from $131 million to $141 million. The players wanted $151 million cap for the year, plus a chance to earn a percentage of any of the higher-than-projected revenues above a certain number. And Goodell is right in one sense. Every day that goes by, it's harder and harder to keep the proposal together. That is why I really believe my source is correct on this. It's really looking like there might not be an NFL season. And if there isn't an NFL season, it'll be cut short. Although, here's something interesting, and it falls within the we can count category. The NFL owners voted to move kickoffs to the 35-yard line from the 30 starting next season, and to allow all scoring plays to be reviewed, so all of it to be reviewed. They're hoping that this modified kickoff deal would shorten the field of play and would lower the number of concussions, because that's been a big deal, and other injuries from turf toe on. But, okay, so they have these rule changes. They're passed at this meeting in New Orleans, but this lockout threatens to wipe out the 2011 season. So it didn't really make much news. Nobody's talking about kickoffs since it doesn't look like there's going to be a season. So who cares? When does the season start again? 2012? Yeah, this is a problem. One last one for you, and it has to do with an NFL player. In case you didn't hear, Hall of Fame NFL linebacker LT was sentenced to 6 years probation during a court hearing. This after pleading guilty to sexual misconduct with an underage girl. And the hits just keep on playing for Lawrence Taylor. Just when you think the guy turns a corner, he goes in the opposite direction. Remember, he was picked up last May on those charges of improper sexual conduct involving an underage girl. Happened in a hotel in Rockland County, and they say that Taylor paid the girl $300 after sexual acts. She was 16 at the time and denied allegations that she was a prostitute. That's a wrap, folks, here for America Tonight this hour and another edition of We Can Count.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Winning.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.